96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. They may be rock stars in the boardroom or on top of their game in every field, but are some women doing it with a shaky emotional foundation? Are they strong on the outside and dying on the inside? That's the title of a new book by Lisa Brown Alexander. She is president and CEO of nonprofit HR, but she also struggled with depression, even as everything else appeared to be just fine. Well, we're talking about women and mental health tonight. May is Mental Health Month, and we're also joined by Dr. Jonathan Good, licensed psychologist with the Howard University Counseling Service. If you have a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR or at DailyDrumWHUR. Lisa, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And Dr. Good, always good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Lisa, briefly, tell me your story. What prompted you to write this book, Strong on the Outside, Dying on the Inside?
Honestly, I didn't intend to write a book. I started out writing as a way to kind of work through how I was feeling. It was a journal entry. And once I started writing, I really couldn't stop. It became therapeutic for me. Eventually, it evolved into the book that it is now. But it really started as a way for me to process my feelings.
What was going on?
I had really just started to come out of my depression and realize that I wanted to capture how I was feeling.
But I mean, what was happening that prompted you to first journal? What was going on in your life? What were you doing? And how did you know that there was a problem?
I didn't at first. It took a while. It started out as postpartum depression after the birth of my second son. And I really just didn't take care of myself. And as a result of that, it morphed from postpartum, which is a pretty traditional thing that happens with women after they give birth. But it continued because it went unaddressed. And it continued for a period of years, for 5 years to be exact. And at that point, probably 3-4 years in, I knew that there was something wrong and I really needed to get help.
What was going on the outside?
On the outside, no one could tell what was going on. I played the part. I showed up where I needed to. My career soared. I was a vice president with a major trade association at the age of 35. I had my house in the suburbs, two cars, white picket fence, the whole nine yards. But inside, I was a complete mess.
Mm-hmm. How did you know that you were a mess?
When things look gray day after day after day, when you can't get your energy up, when you don't feel the joy that you used to feel, and that goes on for weeks and months and years, you know something's wrong. Mm-hmm. The question is, what do you do about it? And I did nothing. But I did continue to play the part that it was assigned to me, mother, sister, daughter, career professional, and I did it well. And so no one knew.
Did your husband know?
He did.
And how did he address it or attempt to?
He encouraged me to get help, but I think like most folks in the Black community, you think it's the blues, you call it the blues and it will pass, you'll feel better. And, we blow it off because we don't embrace depression as part of our experience. That happens to other folk, mm-hmm. not to us.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about women and mental health tonight. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. Dr. Good, based on what Lisa was just sharing with us, what are you hearing?
What I hear is essentially what's common among many people who suffer with depression is something that is insidious. Sometimes we don't know when we are depressed. The onset of depression can become something as minor symptoms, which can gravitate to be something that's clinically elevated. The feelings of sadness, depressed mood, loss of interest, those things are an irritability, loss of interest, sadness, forgetting what you attention to concentration, forgetting things. Those things are precursors, but when they typically last 2 weeks or longer, that's when you're getting to the realm of what we call major depressive disorder. So that's when it becomes a clinical issue, and it must last for 2 weeks. And sometimes we may not keep track of it because we don't have insight about depression, but that's when it's something that you really need to address when it becomes a clinical issue.
Lisa, you said this was postpartum depression, but did it become something else? Are you suggesting, and certainly that's why we have the doctor here, because I'm no expert, was this a 5-year postpartum depression?
It started as postpartum depression, but as the doctor appropriately said, it grew, it morphed, and unchecked, it can continue for years. And that's exactly what happened with me. It started innocently enough. Postpartum depression is, as I said, is something that happens with many women. It can sometimes just evaporate, go away, and other times it doesn't. In my case, it didn't.
Did it ever impact your career, as the book suggested, and as you just suggested, you were doing fine at work, you were performing. Was there ever a point when it began to impact your work or your relationship with people on the job or your performance?
Quite the contrary. As a matter of fact, people who suffer from depression oftentimes resort to vices, shopping, gambling, drinking. My vice was work. And so the worse I felt, the more I worked, which caused the elevation of my career. I was promoted a few times. I got my corner office and my rubber tree plant. No one had a clue. And I kept my game face on. One, because I'm a Black woman and I didn't want anyone to see me sweat. Two, because I really didn't understand what was going on with me, but I knew that I had to perform at work. And I didn't allow myself to slip. When I got in the car, different story.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about women and mental health. Let me go to the phone lines. Candy calling from Silver Spring. Candy, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to call to say that this is alive and well because I took off from work in 2011, and a lot of people didn't know that I was depressed. It affected my job. You know, it started to affect my job. So prior to that, I'd lost a sister that I didn't get along with, and then I'd lost some property that was left to me, and the person who was looking after the property died. So it's something that has been going on for a long time.
Well, and how did you address it, Candy?
How did I address it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I haven't been able to address it because just as I was about to address it, then the Obamacare thing came into play, and then, of course, I couldn't afford to pay for health insurance. So,
you're still struggling with feelings of depression now?
Okay. Yes, I am.
So, Dr. Good, what would you recommend to Candy and others like her that may find counseling difficult to find?
There are plenty resources online that you can go on to. Psychology Today, for one, is a place where you can go for looking for providers who are experts in psychology. As well as that, if you have insurance, you can definitely go through your insurance and find resources that way. Sometimes people have difficulty finding resources because the lack of resources around the area. So typically in those situations, you would contact the Department of Social Services or Health and Human Services, and they can help you locate mental health resources that are in your area.
Okay. Well, Candy, there's an idea or two. You were going to say something.
I would also suggest checking with your local nonprofit organizations in your local community. Many organizations offer free or low-cost services in the mental health space. There's also mental health organizations that you can go to that offer either group counseling or individual counseling at a rate that's affordable.
And some even a sliding scale, I would imagine, too. So, Candy, thank you so much, and good health to you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about women and mental health tonight. Adrian, calling from Ashburn, Virginia. Adrian, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening. I wanted to inquire about Black women and mental health issues as far as adult ADHD. I've often encountered lots of information online.
Oh, gosh. Adrian, we lost you. Call us back, please, and we will make sure that we take your call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Of course, we're talking about women and mental health. So talk to me about the very first step that you took, Lisa, as you began to climb out of this depression hole.
So I was on vacation with my husband, and we were on a cruise, and I had been experiencing, you know, probably the worst part of my depression, but I was desperate to feel better.
Well, what was that like? You said the worst part of your depression.
Bleak, just constant despondency, sadness, as the doctor mentioned, lack of sleep, lack of interest in the things that I used to enjoy. And I got tired of it. I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. Mm-hmm. And I literally begged God to give me my life back. And I said, if you just help me get better, I will turn this thing around and I'm never coming back to this place. And really, that was the beginning. I came back from that trip determined to get myself together. I went and sought help. I looked for professional services, someone who is experienced in mental health treatment. So I didn't go to the foot doctor for the mental health issue. You've got to go to the right professional. And I found a wonderful counselor in the D.C. area. She was a light, a shining light.
We want to talk a little bit more about those first steps as you moved through counseling and how it helped you. And by the way, before we go to a break, you're on Facebook. What's your Facebook page for those who want to find out more about you?
Sure. Strong on the Outside is how you find us on Facebook. And we engage with folks that way.
Strong on the Outside. I need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation about women and mental health and climbing out of that hole of depression. Strong on the outside, dying on the inside. How do you turn that around? Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM channel 141. So if you're on the phone, Adrian, you call back. We're going to talk to you after the break. Gail in Ashburn also. We're going to talk to you. Tasha in D.C. and Rick in Annapolis. Stay on the phone. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Lines are still open. 202-319-7810.